The holidays usually serve as opportunities to gather with loved ones, mark the end of the year, and celebrate the possibility of a fresh one. But during a pandemic, coming together just isn't safe.
My wife and I have been upset to miss Christmas, but at the same time trying to do the safest thing possible to make sure everybody can share Christmases for future years.
That's Mike Klotz in Benton Harbor, Michigan. He says both sides of the family usually stay in his home for the holidays, but they thought there was good reason to cancel this year, although not everyone agreed.
You know, we kind of assumed it was going to be understood, but then all of a sudden it kind of became a little bit of a passive-aggressive type of a guilt trip type of thing. So, oh, are you guys still going to host Christmas?
But Klotz and his wife held firm, feeling the risk wasn't worth it, especially as the COVID death toll broke new records every day. They're not alone in that sacrifice. People all over the country, all over the world, have been missing crucial milestones this year. Those pins we use to map our lives, mark our accomplishments, and honor those we love. For our series, What We've Lost, we acknowledge here four lost milestones: a year of birthdays, a graduation, a wedding, and a funeral.
I'm Zoe. I'm 35, and I live in Wilmington, North Carolina. And we have missed a lot of milestones this year. We have four kids, so it's been simple things, like birthdays in general. We don't have family in town, so we usually rely on lots of friends being around for those birthdays, and it's become exponentially more expensive having a birthday in a pandemic as well, because I'm just throwing money at at the parties that we're having in our home, hoping to make up for the fact that the kids are only birthday guests are the same five people they've seen for the last 9 months.
My name is Brandy Stevens. I went to the University of Miami. My college graduation for my bachelor's degree got canceled, like, I think 9 days before. I understand the situation. Like, I know I want everybody to be safe, but we had people who had booked flights, hotels, Airbnbs, people's entire families were coming down. And these things were non-refundable, most of them. It was a slap in the face because 2 days after my graduation was supposed to be, there was a football game. And at the same location that my graduation was supposed to be, they canceled that because they couldn't be able to socially distance or whatever. And then they have a football game 2 days later with fans. I was angry for like a long time. Everything we planned, just done.
I'm Dana and I'm 24. So honestly, I don't think I'm ever going to get over the fact that I didn't have a wedding. The thing is that I'm Muslim, and we had already done kind of like the Muslim ceremony. I mean, in my religion, you can't really live with someone unless you're married, and we had already signed the lease. So we were like, hey, we cannot reschedule the wedding. Like, we have to cancel it. My sister and his brother are immunocompromised, so we don't even want to risk it. I don't want to, maybe I'm embarrassing myself by saying this, but I cried almost every day because I've dreamed of this day forever. You know, I still have my white dress at home, but it's just hung there and I haven't worn it. If I see like a movie scene with a bride, I skip it. I cannot watch it because I'm reminded of the fact that I never got to have my moment. I've seen those weddings going on, and sometimes I would look at people's stories or people's posts and I'd be like, wow, how come they got to do it and I did? But then I remember like, that's kind of a stupid move on their part, and just selfish, because you're just thinking about yourself instead of thinking of the consequences that has.
My grandmother just passed. It was the second week of November, Saturday. My name is Brandon West. I am 35, and I live in Park Slope. Essentially, I just got an email with a link in it, like getting a link for a meeting. So I got on. The next 25 minutes was really just like a service talking about scripture. And then at the end, there was a slideshow with music of just some pictures. And that was it. And it was just, at a time, it just seemed like, well, I guess I should log off. And it was the most impersonal thing. I've had more personal work Zoom meetings. I came out of that feeling very distraught about everything, because I was very close to her. And there was no physical space that was being held. My grandmother just was erased from the world. And I, you know, have to go back to my life here, doing everything that I'm doing. And just like, poof, she's gone, you know. And then this ceremony was just like, you know, in some like weird non-world space to kind of like briefly commemorate her. And then that's it. So all the like connectiveness of big moments in life just weren't there. There's really no chance to grieve her, in all honesty.
There, we just heard the voices of Brandon West, Donna Tamim, Brandy Stevens, and Zoe Mahdi.